This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Meanwhile, former FBI Director James Comey firing back at Hillary Clinton after the failed presidential candidate commented on the revelation that Comey used a personal email account to conduct official FBI business. So Clinton tweeted, quote, "But my emails, alongside news of the finding." Here's what the former FBI director had to say.
I don't want to criticize her, but it shows me that even at this late date, she doesn't understand what the investigation in her case was about. It was not about her use of a personal email system. It was about communicating about classified topics on that system.
Joining me now to weigh in on all of this is President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. What do you make of this?
Well, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, no corruptee goes unpunished. James Comey covered up her email crimes for her. And, of course, Hillary Clinton was unhappy with the way he talked about some of what she did. And so she's pushing back against him. And there is some irony because he did improperly use a private email system to do some government business. And on top of that, he's being investigated for mishandling classified information just like Hillary was. So in many ways, legally speaking, they're two peas in a pod. But what Hillary Clinton did was egregious beyond all imagination in terms of a cabinet official setting up a separate email system to conduct all of her government business with the purpose of keeping those emails away from the American people without a care about its impact on national security and the public interest.
Does she not have a care, or is she really... Sometimes, you know, when she answers these questions, it did seem like she's really clueless about technology. And that, you know, she sort of kept trying to say to her, when you take something that is classified or a secret out of a domain where it's protected, and you have it out in another place, it's being exposed. And she would always conflate the idea of, like, using a Gmail with conducting business on an insecure server. Is there any chance that it's just kind of all technology to her, and she needs, you know, like a 10-year-old to come over and sort of set up her system and explain it to her, like I do?
No, Yuma Abedin testified to Judicial Watch. It was her idea to have a separate system. She was warned repeatedly by national security officials in her agency, the State Department. We uncovered the documents. The FBI and DOJ covered those documents up, that she was warned repeatedly about the impact of using private devices on in terms of security. And she was contemptuous of that. She called them the security hawks. And even this latest tweet, you know, I'm sure she's having some fun at Comey's expense, but there's nothing fun about what she did. And frankly, she still faces criminal liability if the Justice Department and the FBI are finally going to honestly approach this issue, because we now know the prior investigation had zero credibility and needs to be redone.
So James Comey, his response was that all he was doing is he would sit at home and write a speech for something that he was supposed to do, something innocuous that contained no classified information. He would do it on his own time at home, and then he would email it in from his personal email into his work email to have the work there later when he showed up. That's how he explained it. What do you make of that?
It's the convenience excuse, which is something we've heard from Mrs. Clinton disingenuously. The IG concluded that was not appropriate. He shouldn't have done it, and it raises questions about responses to congressional inquiries and Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuits, whether his email account personally should have been searched as well. You just can't take anything that James Comey says at face value anymore, and we need some verification, and the FBI and DOJ needs to investigate.
Do you think the American public has the stomach for another investigation? I mean, now to sort of chase down James Comey when he's already out of the public eye, he's already been fired. How relevant is that, in your opinion?
Well, he's already being investigated for the mishandling of classified information, and that would be tied to his email use, so it's no big deal to clarify what went on here by investigators in the IG, in the least.
So what are they going to do when they realize the consequence of this basic of all violations of handling national security material? Dare I bring up Benghazi?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Some great stuff, great videos, updated, of course, all the past interviews. If you missed them, you caught a piece of it. And thank you so much, by the way. I get emails from you saying, hey, Bill, I couldn't get this AB. Send me an email. I'll send an MP3 because we're givers. You know, it's our gift to you. If there's something that you missed, you can't seem to track down, we're here to serve and do what we can to make sure that you are fully informed. It is time for the professor. All eyes to the front. Okay, pay attention. Get your number two Ticonderoga pencil out, your clean sheet of paper, and get ready to take notes. I'm talking about Lauren Kitchen Stewart is here. Right. Now, to make sure that we're behaving ourselves and paying attention. I'm sorry, what?
That's right.
What? Say again?
I mean, kids don't even know how to write anymore. I mean, they do everything on the computers. They don't even learn cursive. Or I think now, with this generation, it's like signature. They're like, okay, now what do I do for signature? It's so different than us.
I know.
Think they do the Ticonderoga or whatever you're talking about.
The Ticonderoga. You don't remember the Ticonderoga pencils?
Ticonderoga. Yeah,
see, I went to Catholic. I went to Catholic school. Catholic school, the nuns gave us number two Ticonderoga pencils. That was it.
Yep.
They didn't mess around. Today, you don't get that. Yeah, you don't get that. You get a bill, you know, before school starts. You get this long list of stuff. It says, here's all the stuff that your kid has to bring in. Oh, yeah, by the way, bring extras.
5,000 things.
Right? Is it 5,000 things?
Yes. Wow. I mean, when we went to get the kids, when we go every fall, we have to get geared up for it, and we're already sweating before we get to the store. Thankfully, the stores have it kind of set up for you.
Right.
So it makes it easier. But, I mean, we had a whole dining room table, like for eight, that fits eight people, packed full of their stuff for school.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
when we were kids, the school provided it. I don't remember.
They always did. Pens, pencils, not pens, because the Catholic school, we had to buy our own pens. But we were told what pen to buy, and it was available for us right there at the store, you know, right there on campus. So the nuns made sure that you had those in your possession. I miss those good old days.
Do you remember when you were afraid of lead poisoning and you were afraid if somebody poked you in the leg or the arm with a pencil?
Well, you were in the next generation after us, because you guys were taking the shavings and snorting that stuff. See, we didn't even think of stuff like that.
David?
Yes.
Well, I sure didn't know about that. We didn't do that in Mississippi.
You got more sense than silly stuff like that, huh?
Exactly. Hey, if we were going to snort, we were going to go for the gusto. But I remember I got poked with a pencil one time. I was doing jumping jacks when the teacher left the classroom, and my friend was sitting beside me and had her pen. You know, she was, like, thinking, and she was at her pencil stuck out. Mm. And it went in my leg, and I went running with all my might down to the principal's office, screaming because I thought I had lead poisoning.
You were going to die.
And just saying, you're going to be okay. And I still have like a little...
So is that when your drama career began? Did we lose her? Oh, she does this stuff. I mean, you know, half the time she's in the closet to avoid the dogs and the kids. And sometimes our communication breaks off, so we're going to reconnect with Lauren. I mean, she's got us on the edge of her seat. I'm sure this is when her drama career began. You know, Lauren's had just an incredible background, not only radio and television, national personality. She's a speaker. She does all that. She's a mom, trying to stay on top of all the dogs, the kids, the husband unit. And she's doing a great job. I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's always fun to, you know, catch up with her life, see what she's up to. Did we get her yet? We're still waiting to connect, huh? Uh-oh. I wonder, you know, because every once in a while she does this to me. You know, she is the Lucy girl. I mean, sometimes, you know, she knows we're going to talk, and she'll let the battery run out on her phone. They go, how do you know that? Why do you,
no,
you know we're going to talk?
Nowhere.
You got to have power.
We're traveling in Hoochie Cooch.
Oh, you're in Hoochie Cooch again. Oh, okay. All right.
Hold
hey.
On,
what is it?
Podunk, Hoochie Cooch.
Hoochie Cooch? Podunk, Hoochie Cooch?
Podunk.
Okay, yeah, Podunk, yeah. I got that part. Yeah, but you must be in the, because I've heard of Podunk, but Hoochie Cooch, Ada, you must be in a higher class part of Podunk.
I don't know if it'd be higher class or probably lower, but I'm saying it, so it's okay.
Okay. Hey, real quick here. You're a mom. As we know, mm-hmm. And I'm sure your heart was broken like all the other moms across the country to see what was happening at the border. And thank God President Trump, you know, had to preempt Congress. Again, these knuckleheads can't seem to do their job. I mean, they've been kicking this thing down the road, you know, from one president to the next. But this president has enough intestinal fortitude to say, hey, look, we're going to take it on. Whether it's DACA, this immigration, enough of this stuff, we're going to get this thing fixed. He throws it to them, and they keep throwing it back. I mean, what is this, the game of a boomerang? Or something? Are all of a sudden we have this Australian Congress that only believes in whatever they get, they just throw it back? You know, instead of manning and woman up and take care of this problem, but just sit and complain and blame the president. It's not his job. This is all about lawmaking,
well,
is it not?
The nastiness, like the stuff that Peter Fonda was saying.
Oh, he's out of control. That's
they
disgusting.
Needed barren. I was like, you people are just stinking nuts. And a lot of folks don't know this. Our listening family might not realize. A lot of children at the border never came with parents anyway. Not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying there's so much more to the story that we don't know.
Well, some of this stuff, they want to hear it, Lauren. Some of that stuff is out there that you've got, you know, non-family members bringing kids in because they've got the system down. They're trained. There is like this remedial class of how do you get into the United States taking advantage of the system. They all have papers. The ICE officials, the border officials say, look, they know the language. They know exactly what they say. They've been prompted. This isn't anything that has not been orchestrated. It's all been orchestrated. And we can thank Mexico. I'm upset with Mexico. I got to tell you, I'm not happy with Nieto and the Mexican government there because they're sitting there like a bunch of nearsighted bullfighters watching all these families coming down. I mean, they're what, on a 1,500-mile trek, some of them, some over 2,000, and it's just, you know, like a cape, you know, and a blind bullfighter. Ole, let them go, you know, let them come to our border. It's like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing to stop them and reverse people? Tell them, no, wrong way, you know. United States is south, you know, it's not north, you know. Give them some misdirection or something. They're not helping at all. They're just adding to the problem. And then they're saying, hey, we're not going to pay for no stinking border wall, you know. Well, you know, let me tell you what, for the cost, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars. And I know people don't want to hear this because they're just so emotional over this stuff. But we have to keep emotions in check and in proper perspective, because what concerns me most about this, Lauren, is we are going to make decisions based on emotion, and you're going to get all these unintended consequences, and the government being what it is, you know, we're going to pass on these emotional decisions to the next generation and to our great-grandchildren. Thank you very much.
Well, and no one has a problem with someone wanting to come to this country. We understand that. I would be doing the same thing. I think people are just saying do it the right way. And I've never been through that process, so I don't know how difficult it is. But I think that's all people care about. Just make sure and do it the legal way.
Well, there's ports of entry.
Yeah, there's legal ports of entry that they can come in, go through the process, put in their claim that, hey, look, at they're escaping for their lives, but they don't want to go through that. They'd much rather do it illegally, break the law, jump the fence, however it is that they get there. So, you know, again, you got to understand the entire, as you said, the entire context of what's going on. Conversation continues with our favorite professor. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. And stay with us. We got more after this. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Chris Pratt really surprised all the beautiful people of the MTV Awards, shocking them, telling them they are not perfect. What a shock to their psyches. I mean, I was surprised that they all didn't just, you know, bundle up in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, you know, claiming that it was the Republicans who lied to them all their lives and telling them they were perfect.
I didn't even hear about that.
You didn't hear about this? Oh, the nine rules of life. I mean, he talked about Jesus, talked about God, says that this is what you need. And I mean, it was, Lauren, I got to tell you, you know, you thought, I mean, this is courage. I mean, he is there in the midst of, you know, how crazy it can get with the awards, the MTV awards, right? And how hedonistic it can be. And here comes a breath of fresh air. And you should have seen the faces. I mean, it was like a revival in a sense.
This was on the live version. This wasn't on the non-live. This wasn't on the free telecast. This was
No. This is live. This is live. Yeah, this is live. And I'm sure the network was going crazy trying to figure out how we got him, cut him off. You know, he's talking Jesus. He's talking God. You know, we don't. You know, if we're not if we're not honoring the devil here, we're doing something. Something's being violated. You know. And he comes in and talks about life and gives everybody nine rules of how to live life. And you know, one of the things he said is that, you know, you're not perfect. And they, you know, and people were getting it. I mean, you know, the looks on their faces were such that they were welcoming, you know, what Chris was saying at the risk of his career. You got to know, you know, he may be relegated to the category of now Kirk Cameron and other people of faith. But he's got a great run. And of course, this weekend, everybody's going to especially support the movie Jurassic Park. He's the big star in it. And, you know, so good for him. Hey, the foibles.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the foibles of the one and only Lolo girl continue. What is this? You forget to take the, you know, when you go in and fill the gas tank, you put the thing in the gas tank, and then before you drive off, you're supposed to take it out and then, you know, like screw the thing back in, you know, the cap back in.
I have never done this in my life.
Really?
Apparently, it's
you've never what? Put gas in your car or ran off with
I've never driven them off with it connected. I put it on Facebook, and I had like 100, 200 people going, I've done it. So it's a common thing. But a friend of mine was in crisis, and I was on a trip with my kids. Mm-hmm. And so they needed to go use the restroom. So I had the gas pump going. I said, let's go use the restroom, and then we'll come back. And she was telling me this, you know, cliffhanger story. So I'm like, yeah, and then. And so I get in the car, and Channing later goes, Mom, I noticed that the gas, you know, pump was still in the car. I'm like, well, you couldn't have said something? Like,
what two miles down the road? Yeah. You're dragging the hose?
I pull away, and I'm like, what the heck? I thought I'd hit something. And so I look back, and I see what I've done. I'm like, oh, my word. And some little kid over sees the whole thing going on to my left. He runs in the gas station and is telling them. And I came in. I said, kid, I'm a grown-up. I will handle my situation. Go back out and get in your car. I was so aggravated with this kid. He's going to go tell on me. So I told the lady, I said, I am so sorry. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to, you know, give my firstborn child. And the lady's like, oh, it happens all the time.
They make the hoses now
where they have a pull-away.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So the minute that being pulled away, it disconnects. And she said, no, I'll call the, you know, our mechanic guy. He'll be up here in 5 minutes. It takes him 30 seconds to fix it. No worries. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, oh, no worries. Go ahead. But in the old days, it wasn't a pull away. And people would do it. It would jerk the whole thing off. And
yeah, you take the whole gas tank, everything. Yeah, everything's spewing. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, thank God for safety and all this sort of thing. I got to tell you, admittedly, that happened to me once. And like you, I felt so bad walking into the gas station, you know, into the, you know, that little office building they have there, you know, now. Yeah, it kind of, you know, you go, I'm holding the hose. And I go, and I'm thinking, this guy's going to charge me $250. I mean, this is a $250 problem, I'm thinking, at least back then, you know. Right off the top, and same thing, you know. This happens all the time, but you know, it's like, oh gosh, it just, you know, it does stop you. There's no question. So you know, so
it
what else?
Happens every week.
Yeah,
every week it happens. I'm like, are you kidding? She said every single week it's like nothing to us. She said it's such a common occurrence. Well, because people have cell phones. It probably didn't used to happen, but we're all so distracted, so much more than in the 60s.
Yes. Yeah, we are distracted because we're bombarded with all this information and this connectivity, as you say, you know, cell phones, that sort of thing. I remember in the early days at some point, didn't they say that you couldn't talk in your cell phone and pump gas at the same time because of a static electrical
charge? Well, they still
charger.
Say it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that it's
But that hasn't stopped you,
still.
Though, huh?
Because you know,
you're Wonder Woman. You just, like, spin in a circle and it would all go away, you know, so, right?
Yeah, I think I'm Wonder Woman. Yeah, so I'm pulling down this, you know, street with the hose hanging behind me. Then I'm feeling like a little, you know,
and the kids are just laughing in the back seat. They go, it's so fun hanging with mom, man. There's always something new. This is great.
Well, I'm glad they're not teenagers because they would have been gone, you embarrassed me so bad. Mine are little enough that they're kind of like, Mom, I mean, seriously, you didn't see that? I'm like, no, but if they've been teenagers, they'd be
They're going to blog. She's going to blog you up. You are going to be blogged up. I mean, she's going to have so much fun. She's going to have millions of followers all over the country. Everybody's going to check in and see what the Lolo girl has been up to next.
Yeah, I think it happens to me because the good Lord knows I'll talk about it, and it makes other people go, oh, I'm not the only one.
Right.
There's somebody that's crazier than me.
Well, you know, but meanwhile, life goes on. So what else is happening? I mean, what are you guys up to? You know, we got Dad's arm. We're about getting ready to fix. We're gonna take. If I was there, tell your dad I'd take that. I take that cast off for him. I mean, that is crazy making that stuff. You know, because you want to scratch. I think the first thing. Yeah, you just want to cut that thing off and start scratching.
Yeah, he's ready to get it off, but he had a pacemaker, broke his arm. Then I had surgery. Then our son had. Sinus surgery last week, and so it's just been like one thing after another. My husband's like, "Oh dear Lord!" And
what is this like the
deal.
Is this like the Stewart family? Like you guys are suffering from some sort of attention deficit or something that you're doing all this stuff so people will pay attention?
All suffering together. Exactly.
Yeah, but you're supposed to.
I gave him. Go ahead.
But no, you're supposed to do this like one at a time, so one of you can kind of attention the other. But when all of you, then everything's on Robin, and then he's got to make dinner.
And then he can't sleep because he's freezing cold because the dogs are laying on his cover at night. And then he's really crabby.
Yeah, we need to come up and see you guys. We keep saying that because it's just to get caught up, just because we miss you. And, you know, and the time we have like this every week is just not enough time, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen. We always have a good time. And then we get to talk, you know, about the fun stuff and, you know, what's going on with our country. And, of course, yeah, I know it's going to be that way, huh? I know. Right in front of God and everybody. I mean, we're very transparent this way, you know. So, hey, so what's Robin?
You know
what's
Robin?
Hey, I bet Robin's all animated about this IG report. What's he telling you? You know, with what's happening, are you even paying attention with what's going on here with the Horowitz coming, coming to the Hill and outing the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying as much attention as he is, but I think what most people are feeling is finally, you know, are you really going to do something about it? Finally, something going to happen.
Can we handle the truth? I mean, you know, we were talking with Jerome Corsi earlier today. He wrote, I believe, the definitive book on the deep state and its shenanigans and their desire, their objective to get rid of President Trump. And, of course, he said this back in 2016, and people thought, oh, you're just, you know, you got tinfoil on your head. You know, you've been extreme. And so, like, here it is, you know, more right than wrong. And this is what we're finding out. And this is rather pervasive. We've had a shadow government operating, and we wonder why the government is so incompetent, why it's, it's ignoring the constitutional. The Constitution is by design. It's rather dangerous, Lola, I'm telling you. All right. Well, look, always.
There's more of us that are constitutional than not.
You got to keep fighting for it.
That believe in America and support our president than not.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Solution Center. For you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing the executive order which had been separating illegal immigrant families at the border, and then he says at a rally last night in Duluth, Minnesota,
we're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
Now, many lawmakers, especially Democrats, are complaining that it remains unclear what's happening to the kids already separated from their parents at the border. U.S. Senate Democrat Tim Kaine.
If they're not going to lift a finger to reunite these kids with their families, then the American public needs to stay outraged until they do. This is a humanitarian atrocity that this administration created.
He spoke on MSNBC, flooding in Texas Gulf Coast communities after over a foot of rain falls in just 2 days. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. With your stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
He didn't say no wall could contain him, you know, because I can leap tall buildings. I mean, it's all part of the fake news stuff. I'm just to have full disclosure here. Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And you know, more than ever, digital skills are critical to success, whether you're a small business owner looking to grow your business or a job seeker hoping to take your career to the next level. I mean, this is practical application, is like I tell my kids, you know. Experience defines preference, and clearly this is what's happening in our world today. But rest assured, help is on the way, and it's here. Facebook has pledged to train 1 million U.S. small business owners and job seekers with free resources and training so they can get the digital skills they need. Thank you, Facebook. And joining us today are two people who know most about that pledge. Lauren Westbrook McIntosh is a leader for Facebook's e-learning program called Blueprint, and Nicole Jens is the owner of Rescued Furnishings, which is a growing business that has taken advantage of these free programs. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you both with us. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Hey, we got to make sure. Was that Nicole in the distance that I was hearing?
It is.
Okay, Nicole. I didn't want to lose you because it's important. You're the business owner, so I want to be able to connect the dots here. So, okay, thank you for speaking up, Lauren. First, you tell us about this pledge, and and Nicole, what does it mean for a small business like yours? So, Lauren first, and then Nicole.
Awesome. Yeah. So we at Facebook talk to a lot of small businesses, and one of the things that we hear time and time again is that they are really passionate about building digital skills, but don't always feel like they know how to go about it or that they're proficient currently in the things that they need to know to run their businesses. So with that in mind, we have pledged to train 1 million small businesses and people by
Nicole, this has got to be huge for you and small business owners like yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first started our Facebook, our business, the first thing we did was get a business license and a Facebook page. So my husband and I were actually able to quit our full-time engineering careers and run Rescue Furnishing full-time. So that was really, really amazing. And what we did was we promoted our business on Facebook through events and different reach and content, and we're able to grow our sales to $1 million a year in revenue. And now we have 12 employees, and that happened really, really quickly for us. So obviously programs like Facebook Blueprint, Community Boost, Alternate Facebook really help us to continue our learning so we can kind of stay on top of our game. And then also when we hire employees, we can direct them to the training we need on Facebook Blueprint, which is free, to get them up to speed so they can kind of fall in to where we need them within our organization.
Well, that's a huge help, and especially for you and your husband. I mean, you're coming in, and even though you have an engineering background, I mean, marketing is a whole other program altogether. And here you find yourself, coming into a bit of a new frontier, because here is Facebook, social media, all this media, this new media that's coming in, that everybody has an idea and they're figuring out, and now you enter into what I call the learning curve expense, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. Lauren, break down some of the examples of the training and resources that Facebook is making available.
Absolutely. So those e-learning courses that I mentioned through Facebook Blueprint really run the gamut from introductory to some more sophisticated concepts. So how do I create my Facebook page for the very first time, to how do I measure the success of my ad campaign, or what do I do if I want to start using Facebook Live? Those are all examples of the 80 courses that we have. With Community Boost, people have the opportunity to go into these training sessions, to listen, but also to engage with folks from Facebook who are on the ground to answer questions and to give advice on people's kind of key issues or pain points, and to help them get inspired with things that they can do on their businesses.
Well, Nicole, as you were citing, there are some tools that have helped grow your business, and I'm sure that there are new businesses that may be part of this one million outreach by Facebook to jump into the deep end like you did. What is your recommendation and your encouragement to them to jump in and get involved?
Facebook is coming to a city near somebody through Community Boost, they should definitely take advantage of that program, because they're going to have presentations and training and one-on-one help. But also on Facebook Blueprint, I think what, scares people is that, like you were mentioning, marketing is kind of a different ballgame, and it's online, and so sometimes it can be a little bit scary. But if you just go to Facebook.com/Blueprint, you can literally find any kind of training on anything you want. And even for an advanced user, for someone like maybe more like me that feels like they know what they're doing on Facebook, there's still information out there that as a small business owner, you really, truly need. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there's a video called Building a Business Story with Instagram Stories. And for me specifically, the reason why that was valuable is because it actually tells you in that training what length story ad is going to be the most successful and what size that needs to be and what that needs to look like. And so then you can actually save those trainings that you find valuable so you can go back to later. So for me, it's kind of a way to organize the really valuable information I need as a small business.
Well, Lauren, privacy, of course, remains a big concern for many people on the Internet. What if people don't want their information used to show them ads? What do they do?
Yeah, so privacy is absolutely core to everything that we do at Facebook. It is very, very important to us. And we know that people feel really passionate, and they tell us all the time, I don't mind seeing ads as long as these ads feel relevant to me. So as part of all the training and education that we're working on, we want to make sure that people understand exactly how much control they have over the ads they see and over the information that they share. Anyone at any point in time can adjust what they're seeing, what they don't want to see, or things that they want to see more of, by going into their settings and clicking into ad preferences. They can also use the three little dots within any ad or any post to find out, why am I seeing this? Or if they don't want to see it, they can hide it for the future. So that's within control, totally up to someone to decide to do, and we hope that people take advantage of that option.
Well, Facebook has pledged to train 1 million U.S. small business owners and job seekers with free resources and training so you can get the digital skills that you need. Lauren Westbrook McIntosh, a leader for Facebook's e-learning program, is with us, and we're talking about the blueprint. And Nicole Jens is the owner of Rescued Furnishings, which is a growing business which has taken advantage of these free programs. As we wrap things up, Lauren, some final thoughts and encouragement to U.S. small businesses and people that are getting involved now, with Blueprint.
Absolutely. I would say just get started. If you have the opportunity to see Community Boost come to one of the cities in the U.S. where we're going to be, register. It's totally free. We hope that you'll come out. And whether you're in a Community Boost city or not, we hope that you'll go into the e-learning courses at Facebook Blueprint that are accessible anytime and free to have people access. You can find out more information about those things as well as everything else that we've talked about today at facebook.com/boosttogether.
Exactly. And Nicole, you've got the T-shirt. You're wearing it proudly. You've experienced a lot of positive things. Your word of encouragement as we wrap things up. I'm going to give you the last word as you pass on your bit of encouragement to fellow U.S. business owners.
Absolutely. So I always told everybody, a lot of people think it's kind of crazy to quit a career and jump in and be a small business owner. I always kind of tell people you're never not going to be scared, so just scared anyways. And I think that's kind of the mentality that I always took about it is you just got to do it. You're always going to be scared. And being scared is a little bit healthy because it keeps you on your toes as a small business owner to kind of stay on top of your game.
Well, great advice from Nicole and Lauren. Thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And with us right now is Chris Chmielewski. He's joining us. He is the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Chris, being focused on activism, what is happening, you know, with all the debate about this broken immigration system has been going on for decades. I think we may have gotten to a point where I think the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's of the world and those on the left are going to be surprised at the level of activism that's being engaged because of all this stuff that's being presented. Some of it's fake news, a lot of it politically based, and Main Street moms and dads of America are looking at what's happening in the border and saying, look, at enough of all these shenanigans, let's get this thing fixed. And I think in doing that, we are going to arrive at a real solution, but the pressure needs to be maintained on our legislators. I mean, this is what this president has said, you know, doing something. Can you imagine following the rule of law and the Constitution, saying, look, you got legislators, their job is to, you know, create the laws. I'm not supposed to be doing executive orders. This is what got us in trouble and has prolonged the problem. Enough of this. Let's get this thing fixed. But along the way, I think what is going to suffer is this whole concept of amnesty, because what I am hearing and every angle and every part of the compass on this issue is amnesty cannot be part of the discussion here. Am I missing something, Chris?
No, you're absolutely not. And I think, you know, hopefully we're heading towards a breaking point, both with the situation that's going on in the border, and there's, you know, the House is actually voting right now on a rule to bring one of the two immigration bills that they plan on voting on today to the floor. And Democrats are going to vote against all of these. And, you know, at first they started protesting with the border situation. At first they started protesting the fact that as families were apprehended crossing the border illegally, they were separating the families. Now Trump signs the executive order so the families will no longer be separated. And now they're complaining about that because they're going to be sent to detention centers. So it's becoming very transparent that the Democrats are advocating for open borders. That's what they want. They just want
the bottom line.
Zero border. And I think the American people are slowly starting to realize that. I mean, they're seeing the emotional stories and they understand that. And it has had an impact, but at the same time, I think the Democrats might be going a little too far on this one right now.
Yeah, it's not a simple thing like just breaking up families. I mean, first of all, you got people coming to this country that are undocumented. Think about what that means. That means you don't even know if their kids, you know, who their kids are. You don't even know who these people are that are, you know, who are breaking the law to begin with. And by breaking the law, I mean, there are legal points of entry, ports of entry that they can come to and say, hey, you know, declare their case. They will be heard out. And if they qualify, they will be let in and given the services that this country has always given to refugees. We've always honored that. We've been a very giving country. But there is a game going on, and that's what people need to put into perspective here. This is a game and a ploy that's been, you know, started hundreds of miles away into Central America. They've got it down. They are all been indoctrinated. They've been given paperwork and language to say to get them to where they can game the system. This is all a conspiracy to get into this country. And of course, they're loving it right now that America is looking like we're so, you know, we're such haters of families and we break people up. And of course, the Democrats who contributed to this problem somehow claim some sort of moral higher ground, like as if they had nothing to do with it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, especially when President Obama had a very similar policy for the first 6 years of his administration.
Right.
He really didn't start catch and release, especially when it applies to family units until 2014. Now, it wasn't until 2014 that he dealt with the level of illegal border crossings of family units that the Trump administration is now dealing with. But it wasn't until later, after this, a couple of months after the search had started, that they went full in, all in with this catch and release policy. But, you know, yeah, it's just, we've got laws and people are coached. Folks from other countries, they are coached on how to game our system because we have these loopholes within our system. And again, prior administrations, it wasn't just the Obama administration. It goes back to the Bush and Clinton administrations as well, too. You know, they had some looser policies where you didn't have this zero tolerance policy that the Trump administration has now taken on for the last month or so, where they're going to prosecute every single illegal border crossing. Mm-hmm. You didn't see that in the past. Word spread throughout the world that, hey, if you can get into America, here's your get out of jail free card.
Exactly.
You know the words that you say. You say it and bam, you're in.
We were talking about this. Yeah. Exactly. And Chris, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, everybody's so concerned about separating families. Okay, so you let the family come in here. They have a child in this country. Now they're anchored. They got the anchor baby, which is a whole other discussion as well, you know, along with chain migration. So now you have an anchor baby here. And guess what happens later on? They find out the father and the mother are not citizens. And so they deport them. Now you've separated families. So the very thing that they don't want to do, they do. And meanwhile, we're caught up in this dilemma because, you know, we got to go back to what is motivating all this. What is the motivation of the Democrats to have open borders? Because we know the age-old business axiom that people do that which they get rewarded for. And the Democrats are spearheading this campaign for open borders. What is their reward?
Yeah, well, for them, it's definitely votes. Most folks that come in as new immigrants, they tend to vote Democrat when they become citizens. So they're looking at it as an opportunity for votes. But I don't want to completely blame it all on the Democrats, although they are unified in the call for a more open borders policy, because the reason why we have two immigration votes on the floor today in the House of Representatives is because you had about 20 to 25 Republicans that bucked their party's leadership and signed a discharge petition challenging their leadership to bring an amnesty bill to the floor in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So that they want the same thing. Now, their motivations are slightly different. Usually it's to help serve their business interests and their big donors that want cheap foreign labor. You know, cheap foreign labor drives down the cost of wages and drives up their profit margins. So it's a win for business. So that's why you're seeing the Democrats united for open borders, as well as some of the more centrist Republicans as well.
Well, Chris, these people have to do the math. I mean, okay, you bring cheap labor. At what expense? Who pays the price for cheap labor?
Yeah, and that's what it's interesting, because a lot of these folks are very, very concerned about the entitlement state.
Yeah.
And And yeah, they, you know, oh, we need these folks in here to help fund Social Security in the future. Well, you're going to fund Social Security with low wage foreign workers,
right,
who are going to make, you know, $20,000 to $25,000 a year. That's your solution to saving,
right,
Social Security? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Plus, not to mention all the huge tax burden that they're going to demand in the time that it takes for them until they start earning Social Security 20, 30, 40 years down the line.
And it may not even be them. It'll be their kids. And
right.
and meanwhile, we got the boomers that are progressing through the pipeline here, which is putting an inordinate amount of pressure. And, of course, the actuaries on our Social Security system is pretty dire.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. So, you know, you can't use mass immigration to solve entitlement issues in the country. I mean, if you want to solve entitlement issues, you're going to have to just do entitlement reform and figure out a way to make the system sustainable. But to use our immigration system and the impact that it has on American workers and their wages, we've already seen the pain that American workers have suffered. They haven't had significant wage increase in over a decade, two decades now.
Right.
They haven't seen significant wage increases. So that's not the way to go.
And we're at a point where that we can possibly realize a breakthrough. I mean, we're at the lowest unemployment rate. There's a lot more double-digit per hour jobs that are becoming available. I mean, they tell me more jobs than people that we can hire. I mean, things are looking up for America. But if we're going to, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot in the other end, we're not going to realize, you know, this potential that is right before us if we're not responsible. We're not going to follow the rule of law, and we're going to get caught up in all these emotions. You know, Chris, I keep saying that, you know, I emotions are a positive thing. I think they're a good thing when they're kept in proper perspective. But what concerns me is we're going to start making some emotional decisions, and we're going to live to regret it if the motivation is merely based on emotion and not practical evidence here.
Right. Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. I always, you know, I think emotion is necessary when you come up with public policy, but it can't be the driving force. And when you look at the ongoing DACA situation, for example, yes, mm-hmm. there's a lot of sympathy amongst Americans for this group of people that were brought here, you know, prior to becoming adults. They were brought here as young adults. So they've spent most of their lives here. So there is a lot of sympathy, mm-hmm. a lot of emotion to do something for these folks. But at the same time, you've got to do stuff. You've got to take other actions that are going to prevent the situation in the future. If you just pass an amnesty with no E-Verify, for example, that cut off the job magnets, which is the reason why their parents came here in the first place,
right,
because they could illegally obtain a job. If you don't include that with the amnesty, then you're just going to have another Dreamer situation a decade from now.
Right.
And that
deja vu one more time again. You have to remember, it is good policy that is good for politics, not the other way around. And right now, we've got the tail shaking the dog here, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single